You ever have one of those days where you wake up and stare at the ceiling and think, ah, yes, another exciting day of pretending that I know what the hell I'm doing on this giant rock hurtling through space? Existence is weird. You're born, you're handed a name, a gender, a nationality, a vague set of expectations, and then boom, you're off. You go to school, get a job, and you try not to die too soon. And no one really explains the why of it all. They just keep handing you to-do lists. But eventually, some of us stop and ask, wait, what the hell is this? And then people call you deep until it makes them uncomfortable, and then eventually they just call you depressed. Welcome to existentialism. But don't worry, it's not as scary as it sounds, or maybe it is. That's the fun part. So let's start here. Existentialism gets a bad rap for being this scary sounding philosophy that's all dread and doom. And I'm not really sure where that comes from. But the truth is, existentialism is not about being sad or that life has no meaning. It's about being liberated by the fact that there isn't one handed to you by some cosmic HR department. It's about realizing you're ultimately free and that it's up to you to give your life meaning. There's no grand purpose printed on your birth certificate, no spiritual user manual. And frankly, even if there were, you'd probably lose it in a junk drawer next to your expired coupons and dead AA batteries. So the traditional view of life is that we're all little actors in some big divine play. There's a script, a role, a reason. But existentialism says, yeah, about that script. It doesn't exist. You're improvising. And the director left the building in 1864. On top of all this, there's nobody coming to save you. This terrifies many people. But there's a twist. It's also, again, this word liberating. Because if there's no set meaning, you're free to make your own. And yes, that sounds like a motivational poster in a yoga studio, but hang in there. It gets better or worse, depending on your outlook. All right, so Jean-Paul Sartre, who looked like a dapper professor who smelled faintly of ashtrays and revolution, called this radical freedom. And it's both the best and worst news you'll ever get. You're free, but that means you're responsible for your choices, your actions, your inner life, which is great when you're winning at life and horrible when you've been eating Pop-Tarts in bed for 3 days straight while watching YouTube videos on medieval plumbing systems. And there's no one to blame. Not God, not your parents, not capitalism. Well, okay, a little capitalism. But Once you get past the nausea, that existential lurch, when you realize that you're not special and the universe doesn't owe you anything, there's a strange peace that settles in. A quiet, unglamorous sort of relief. Because if life has no inherent meaning, that means you're not failing at anything. You're just here. Now, let's talk about Albert Camus. Handsome French guy, smoked a lot, looked like he could either kiss you or push you off a cliff, and you'd kind of be okay with either. Camus gave us the idea of the absurd. The tension between our desperate need for meaning and the universe's complete silence on the matter. It's like calling customer service and getting put on hold for eternity with no music. Just static and the sound of your own breathing. But Camus didn't say give up. He didn't say curl into a fetal position and wait for a meteor. No. He said rebel. Not in the let's start a band and wear leather kind of way, but in the quiet, defiant way of choosing to live anyway. He wrote about Sisyphus, you know, the guy doomed to push a boulder up a hill forever. Most people read that and think, well, that's bleak. But Camus said we have to imagine Sisyphus happy. And here's why. Because the moment Sisyphus accepts the absurdity of his fate and still chooses to show up for it, he wins. And honestly, that's what we're all doing on some level. We're all pushing our little emotional boulders uphill, muttering, this is fine, while quietly dying inside. Except maybe it is fine. Maybe meaning isn't something we find. Maybe it's something we do. Like breathing or sarcasm or brushing your teeth even when nobody's watching. So if there's one thing existentialism teaches us, it's that meaning is do it yourself. It's like the IKEA of philosophies. No instructions, missing screws, and when you're done assembling it, it doesn't really look like the picture, but it still holds up a plant or a life or whatever. You build meaning the way a raccoon builds a nest out of weird trash and whatever you can find on the side of the road. A conversation that felt real, a piece of music that made your chest ache, feeding a stray cat, listening to your friend cry without offering any advice. Just being there. That's meaning. It's not glamorous. It doesn't trend, but it sticks. And the best part, no one can take that from you. Not a government. Not an algorithm, not even your ex. So, where does this leave us? We still don't know why we're here. The universe still doesn't care. And people are still posting live, laugh, love signs like it's going to save them from the void. But here's what you can do. Number one, stop chasing meaning like it's a prize. It's not out there. It's here. It's in your hands when you make something. It's in your voice when you tell the truth. Number two, don't numb it. Don't try to Netflix your way out of existence. Let it hit you. The weirdness, the wonder, the what the fuck of being alive. Let it knock the wind out of you and laugh while you're gasping. Just feel it. Number three, connect. Quietly connect with people, with nature, with whatever gives you a brief pause in the madness. Not to fix it, just to notice it. And number four, be your own Sisyphus. Push your dumb little boulder, smile at it, name it Frank. Because if we're all stuck here, we might as well find something beautiful in the wreckage. And that's what existentialism really is. Not despair, not doom, not French ennui in a turtleneck. It's freedom, it's humor. It's acceptance. It's waking up on a random Tuesday and saying to yourself, well, nothing matters. Fuck it. Might as well make some coffee and flapjacks. Thanks for watching.